And welcome to our show, the Geeks Are Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. If you would like to speak with us, or text us, or some other form of communication, you can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or with the phone number of 801-896-4335, or 801-896-GEEK. And you can also donate to us on Patreon if you so choose to. And because of that, you also get cool perks like the Discords, access to our Discord channels, some of them. And you can get the podcast early. Yay! There's also other tiers too, but they start at, what, $1?
Yes, support. Yeah.
They start at $1 a month.
All the support. It helps. The support.
Yeah, if you want to. If you can't, no worries.
And this week, our hosts are Anthony.
Yeah. Hello.
And Anna.
Hi.
And Bill.
And the Bill.
Hey, Bill.
This is number 369.
Yes.
A little bit of dyslexia there.
You're making me check this now. Did I type that in right?
I don't know.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
369. The show is untitled at this moment. We'll figure it out later.
No, it's 369 colon. That's the title. Probably not, but...
It'll be 369 colon and then a title.
Some kind of title.
Just like they all are.
Let's just see. Like they all are. The Kinect is dead, long live the Kinect. Speaking of the Kinect.
So, yes, actually, you're right. We had a listener.
We had an inquiry.
Yes, they asked us, what about the Azure Kinect?
And you're like, what?
Well, I decided to look this thing up, because it's been out, actually. It's been released. You can buy this. But to explain what it is, it is a smaller Kinect that is more for your PC and more for...
Oh, this is different than what I thought it was.
Yeah, this is more for business. It literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm not using it figuratively. I'm using it literally.
What I was thinking of was, like, the Kinect, it's a bar, right?
Yes. Kind
of like a rectangular bar. They made one for the PC kind that was basically the Xbox One.
Mm.
It had, I think, a bit of a price hike just because the console was subsidizing the original Kinect. But it was designed for the PC. I don't know how popular it was. It must not have been that popular because they have the Azure Kinect now. This just sounds, that's interesting. And it's been just barely been released, right?
Correct.
Which is interesting because it just killed the Xbox Kinect.
Well, that's probably why.
Maybe.
And they did, well, they didn't kill the Xbox Kinect. The Xbox Kinect is mostly worthless now. Because if you wanted to use the Xbox command word instead of the Cortana command word, it works.
But if you wanted to use Cortana...
It tells you to go turn on an Echo.
Mm, so they've gone full on there. Okay.
Which, I have Echoes, so I disconnected it, and I was going to hunt down a connector, because there's tons of software for the Xbox Kinects to adapt them into USBs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to look at that and go like, hey, maybe I'll play around with this. I have two Kinects now that are pretty much worthless. Well, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, you do have two.
Yeah.
You can play the games with them still.
Ooh.
Like, there's some cool games I never got to play because I never had a Kinect.
Maybe I won't disconnect the one downstairs because I do have Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love that game. So does this Azure Kinect, do you know if it works any differently than what there is for the Xbox? Like, is there different games?
There is no games. This is for business. More than anything else. This is also more for...
It's got a 12 megapixel camera on it.
Yes. This is more for body tracking, for the VR stuff. Wasn't. Well, it had body tracking. Actually, the original Kinect had some pretty good body tracking. The Xbox One Kinect actually could tell skin color and temperature.
Oh, so they had infrared in there?
Yeah. Which was good for trying to get your heart rate. which is great for Kinect Fit. Ooh. Kinect Fitness. Whatever they call it. Xbox Fitness. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It had some good stuff, and then they canceled it, and I was really annoyed. Mm-hmm. But this is to also tie in with a lot with Microsoft's HoloLens.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
There's dev kits they're working with.
Still have infrared on it? Or is it just the cameras with the depth camera? And a 360-degree microphone, apparently.
I would not doubt it. Well, I could not find any of those various...
Maybe they'll sponsor us so we can get one.
Ooh. It'll be fun.
I mean, I'd go to town on that.
Or we can, you know, drop the $400 and buy the dev kit. So, Anthony.
I'm not going to do that for a phone.
So, I was going to say how the Echo was, but the phone. Actually, I think I want to talk about the phone more. So, to answer the question.
I'll go back to the other one later.
To answer the question, you can get the Azure Kinect. It still exists. It costs $400.
Which, if you want to play around with it and have fun, sure, but.
And you have to live in the U.S. or China.
That's a weird market. Usually it's like U.S. or Europe or U.S. or Japan.
Too many regulations in Europe.
Oh, right now, yeah. I wish we had that many here. Well, I wish we had some of them here.
Yeah.
But
there's back and forth.
So you want to talk about the phone now?
Where in the show notes is this? It is
that one phone that I was going to... Thinking about getting the e-ink one. There were reviews on it, and some people really wanted to like it. It's just too limiting, especially for how much money they want for it.
I realize I want to do this, actually.
Okay. We talk about Fairphone 3.
Yes, that is what it is.
What is this? With an ethnic shine. Ethical shine, sorry.
The Fairphone is the sustainable phone. The phone that, when you buy it, comes with a mini screwdriver.
Oh, so it's probably not waterproof then.
I'm betting it's not. It's 5.7 full HD display, Qualcomm Snapdragon, 4 gigs of RAM, blah blah, all that, 64 gigs, expandable micro SD card, more blah blah, basically all the tech specs. That's one going blah blah. It's actually interesting tech specs. But the biggest thing about this is the idea is you are able to repair it yourself. You're able to take it apart. And for the repairability, with just the screwdriver that comes with it, you can get to most of the stuff fairly easily. You can replace it fairly easily. The screen included. Crack your screen, go get another screen. The catch on it is... It's actually kind of... Apparently it's hard to get in the U.S. It's mostly in Europe right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's why I was surprised. I was like, well, especially with like Google's Aria project, when they bought the other company that was the piece together your phone. But the people who got their hands on it, they enjoyed it. They tested it out. They liked the repairability. If you were a little bit more techie, not a whole lot more techie, you could really get into it. You would have to get a little bit more, you know, specialty tools, but you could really start tearing it apart. It's only for 4G. It's 450 pounds.
4G or 4G LTE? Because it's
different. They did not define that.
Because those are totally different things.
Yes.
Because 4G is basically just...
Fancy 3G.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's inexpensive to replace those parts.
They're less expensive than buying the phone.
Then it might make it worth it.
But I'm hoping that this makes it where it makes it upgradable.
It depends on how popular it is.
Yeah.
Because I could see them, because they do have it all modularized, and they have it in a better way than the other past phones we've seen. Because this all closes up in a nice, like there's a case around it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on the other phones, they were usually segmented and prone to falling off and stuff like that.
To answer your question,
they actually even have the frame, too.
Yes. Basically, it depends on what you're after. The most expensive thing is the screen. Depending on which screen you get.
Oh.
There's a 2.95, I don't know, cents difference depending on what you
well,
get.
Well, it depends on the frame that you have too, but
yeah.
you can swap out the frame as well.
So it's basically, let's just go 90.
That's kind of nice. I don't think it'll be that expensive, like replacing most parts on them.
But the screen's basically the one that you're going to have the most problems with.
Probably, yeah. And then if we go up to the top again on this thing, go down a little bit.
I kind of wonder what it's running on, though. Oh, blah, like, blah, if blah. It's, like, an Android phone?
Yes.
Or
I'd imagine it is Android.
Oh, yeah. That is... Yes, it is 9.
They're on Android 10 right now?
They have Pi, yes. But 10...
Is it released yet?
10 is released.
Okay.
But 10 is only on Pixels. And it will be on all Pixels.
Mm.
Or is on all Pixels. It was at least released on the most recent Pixel. I remember they were talking about putting them all. By the time this comes out, maybe all of them.
That's interesting that you can also replace your own camera.
Yes.
Directly mm-hmm. on the phone. I'd be kind of afraid to take it out and then put that in.
Well, if you damage the camera, but even, I see at the Nexus 5X, because the camera stuck out, actually broke the glass around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like $1, I replaced the glass. I broke it again. I bought a 3-pack for $1, and then I replaced the glass, and I have 2 extra things because the Nexus 5X is dead.
Yeah. iPhone also has that problem, too, especially with their 3-camera arrangement, because it pokes out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if someone's really techie, they would definitely like this phone as far as being able to adjust and replace and upgrade.
Netherlands. Sorry, I was incorrect on what... the specific location.
What does that translate to in U.S. dollars?
About $500.
What is that, the euro?
Yes, I was saying pounds earlier. I was incorrect.
No,
that too.
Pounds.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
So...
Well, that's part of the article.
Oh, was it?
$500.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Hmm.
The mid-tier phone.
Mid-tier.
And I guess it's the Fairphone 3.
Huh?
The Fairphone 3.
Oh, Fairphone 3. Not the 1 or the 2?
No.
They still sell the 2. They probably don't sell the 1 anymore.
Good luck finding it. Just like with this one, you can't get in the U.S. easily.
Yeah.
This one starts shipping in mid-November. It's already been out to certain groups. You can't buy it off of their website.
Well, when you click pre-order, what happens?
No, I mean, not this one. I meant the Fairphone 1 or 2.
Oh, okay. Getcha.
They're gone. You can buy parts, but they're gone.
Like you can't buy the Fairphone 2 even though the 3 is not released yet?
Exactly.
That's weird.
They prepped it. They ran out of product, and they decided to release the new one.
Fascinating.
Exactly. So here's a new phone for you.
And
I know it's not all that, you know, low-end tech stuff, but... Does come with a headphone jack.
Nah. USB is the only pair, like the headphones I have on my head are about the only ones that I have left that use that.
No. It fingerprint?
I have dongles for that.
Fingerprint scanner? USB-C?
Fingerprint scanner. No USB-C.
Oh.
I don't care about.
Wait, which iPhone do you have? Oh, you have
this
8.
This is the 8 Plus. Even the new ones don't have USB-C.
Oh, yeah, they're still on the...
Which I'm okay with. Because I actually really like the Lightning connector. It's smaller than USB-C. And doesn't slip out as easily.
It doesn't say which Wi-Fi it has. It just says 2.4 and 5 gig.
Well, if you click on the little arrow there.
Oh, maybe it will.
No, it won't.
Yes, it does. It
well,
says
it kinda,
AC. So it has...
NAC.
So...
It also supports A.
Yeah, a lot of things do.
Weird.
This is a good segue, though. because AC is Wi-Fi.
Four. Five.
It's like five. Yes. I'm like, wait a second.
Throwing you off. Put me on your toes.
What are you doing? So with that goes into our next segue. Wi-Fi 6 is here. And if you're wondering what I was talking about with AC or all that other stuff, that's why they start naming or numbering them instead of naming them all these ridiculous things.
I think for internal stuff, they'll still do it the way they were doing it before.
For the technical of it.
For the technical part of it.
For the Latin word.
Just because if they do the same thing that they did with the letters, you'll have Wi-Fi 6, and then the next one will be like Wi-Fi 25. Because they go through different iterations of it, and then instead of just reusing the iteration, they just go to the next one.
No, that's what the numbers are supposed to stop. Because okay. Wi-Fi 5 is 802.11ac. Wi-Fi 6 is 802.11ax. So there were iterations between 5 and 6 because of the letters, but the numbers are actually stopping that.
Okay.
So Wi-Fi 7...
So they'll probably
7,
still do it, just not for the... official
the
releases.
The technical background will be...
Yeah. Which is cool, because it's kind of cool watching all that.
Then the first phones, they're going to have it, are the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus and the iPhone 11.
Yeah. But...
I'm getting neither of those phones.
I'm getting one of them.
All right. So what's good about...
Midnight green.
Wi-Fi 6 is... It routes the information better. It's faster. The biggest thing with the routing information better will make it faster additionally is we have so much Wi-Fi in our networks and everything nowadays. You can go, okay, you get this much power, you get... So it has better sorting, better routing, better packet handling.
Is it kind of like a different bandwidth or something like that? Or like I don't fully understand. Like...
I think it's
how
same,
that works.
It's the
same band.
Same band. Is it
five
just
or
different?
2.4.
Yes.
Both. Is it just different powering or something else that's
there,
different that
there
way?
There will be different power. There will be different, the way that everything works. Different type of chipsets. How much it can transfer. There's just a lot of little things.
How did you seize up this bearing?
I don't know. Didn't play with it. If you don't play with fidget spinners, they die.
Yeah, there's just a bearing on the outside. It's still frozen up.
Oh, well. Time to go buy some rollerblades and pop it out and switch them around.
Oh, you buy the red skateboard bearings.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
If you want, for the listeners, Anthony's playing with a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I figured they gathered that when I talked to the fidget spinner. The bearing on the fidget spinner. I think I said that. Maybe I didn't.
You just said the bearing on the outside.
Yeah, the bearing on the outside of this fidget spinner.
You didn't say fidget spinner.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Let's listen to it.
Are we going to really do that?
No.
Okay, good.
But I'll let you know after I'm done editing.
I broke it.
Oh, no. Sydney technology.
Wi-Fi
Yay.
6. I wonder how long they'll take to... get Wi-Fi 7 out. How long has AC been out? Wi-Fi 5, sorry.
Yeah. You're asking these great questions.
Hey, at least they're in better shape than USB. USB is weird right now.
Oh, apparently the Netgear Nighthawk AX12 will do Wi-Fi 6.
Is that the only router that can do it right now?
Apparently. And you can buy an adapter, though, on Amazon for $35.
Interesting.
Well, those are nice because it's literally a teeny tiny little chip that you just drop into your laptop.
Mm-hmm. Uses that's a PCI Express slot.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful because some of the laptops use the taller versions. Just depends on your laptop.
So I have a question. Who put this in the show?
That was me.
Do you want to talk about that?
I don't remember a lot about it anymore.
Oh.
But But we can talk about it.
We can just move it off then.
No, let's talk about it.
Fine.
Mr. Sheath has been doing a lot of stuff with DC lately. They have a Batman line now. Rooster Teeth does. That's about all I got. I don't know much more about it.
Well, it looks like some really cool t-shirts.
And hoodies and jackets.
And a hat.
And hats. I mean, it's all Batman.
Okay.
There's also some Ruby comics, I think, that DC put out.
Interesting.
That I kind of wanted to get, but haven't done it yet.
This sounds fun, though.
And I think Ruby's supposed to be having a new volume, and...
Just make all the noises.
I didn't mean to do that one. Let's see what TV Showtime said. TV Time.
It's season 7?
Yeah, volume season 7.
Wow, would you look at that. Coming out on November 7th.
Yeah. So soon.
In like November 2nd, not 7th.
2 months. 2 months? Yeah, 2 months.
I still need to watch that. I haven't watched Ruby.
Well, you got 6 seasons to catch up on in 2 months.
That's not that big of a deal. Most of the episodes are about 10 minutes, if that.
Do you have about 12 hours?
I have it lying around somewhere.
There you go.
I just didn't watch it with Ted. Ted watched most of them. No, he didn't. I think he only got to like season 2. Which is weird because that would have taken like an hour.
Yeah, I don't think he watched very much of it.
Okay, how about the fitness stuff?
Fitness stuff.
You guys hear about Nintendo's new fitness thing?
What?
What do they have?
No.
So you take your Switch is relevant again.
Final Fantasy.
Well, you end up... So you strap this thing to your leg. Okay. And then you have this ring that you put the other handle on.
Mm-hmm.
And you exercise.
Okay.
It's like an RPG-style element.
Oh, I see.
You lean, you do things, you jump.
And it does it have a camera tracking?
No, that's what the...
Just the ring itself.
That's what the controllers are for, because they have all the sensors, and you use the Joy-Cons.
Okay,
and they have the IR sensors.
So a bit like the usual Wii, where you have the sensors.
Well, the Joy-Cons have the sensors. That's why you're able to do a lot of stuff, because they have the IR sensor inside of them. But yeah. So you can... There's a new Nintendo Fitness.
Did they release a new Switch yet? No, probably not. I'm really excited by it.
We have Ring Fit Adventure.
Because the new Switch is basically a PSP or Game Boy Advance, like that same form factor.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Joy-Cons are actually secured, like they're molded in with the Switch. So it's mostly just for portable purposes. Looks kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen images of it. Maybe I'll try to find it so I can put it on the show notes.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
Inconceivable.
Mm.
I did see something about the Switch going into the light version of...
Oh, yeah, Switch Lite.
The Switch. And...
Did you just figure out what's called?
Yeah.
And then from there, they're actually looking at getting a Switch 2... That will be coming out here either within this year or the next year.
September 2019 is when this comes out.
The Switch Lite?
Yeah. See, you look so cute.
I do see what you mean. They look attached. They look like a...
Yeah, it's just a Game Boy, like basically Game Boy Advance.
Hmm.
Which means I don't think the 3DS is long for this world. Am I doing that again?
Yes.
My bad.
They also came out, from what I was seeing, with like a Super Nintendo controller that could also be used with the Nintendo Switch.
Super Nintendo controller?
Yeah, not on this particular site that Bill's looking at right at the moment. But
you mean Nintendo site?
I was looking at some Nintendo news.
Oh, it's going to be $199.
Information.
It's $299. Oh, wait.
That's for the full one. I don't know if you can get the light yet.
Yeah, it's right there. $199. Well, September 20th.
Release in 2 days.
Well, depending on when you're listening to the podcast.
It releases yesterday.
Depending on when you're listening to the podcast.
It releases tomorrow?
Well, there's the Patreons who are going to hear it early. And then there's the normal people who are going to hear it later.
Or if you're listening to this 100 years from now.
It's already out.
That's been out and probably non-existent now.
We're on the Nintendo Switch 35 and a half. Don't ask why they chose half this time. But they decided they wanted half. It's like the mini upgrade.
Yeah, it's the micro version. They did make a Game Boy Advance Micro.
Yes.
That's a tiny device. Didn't do well. And it only played Game Boy Advance games.
Did you find the article about the controller?
I'm looking it up again here.
Okay. We'll just come back to it when you find it. So, along with that...
Oh, yeah?
Where's the other fit? There's another fitness thing. No, where is it? Oh, yeah. Zwift.
What's Zwift?
They are a bicycle company.
Oh.
They want you. Yeah, they want you to take your bicycle and your tablet or television and put this little thing underneath your bicycle and you just start spinning in your own living room.
Do they have it? Does it add resistance? Because I can only see the front of the device. That's...
I don't think it really adds resistance. Oh, you can also use your tablet, or your phone, I mean, to broadcast. So it recognizes when you're moving.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You can see how far you've bicycled. And so you get your own, you can just use your own bicycle if you have a bicycle.
That's cool.
It does cost a little bit, depending on which version you get and how much of the ride you want, because it'll bounce back and forth. So you can easily spend like...
Goodness, these are a lot for what they are.
Like $300 for the cheap one, for the budget smart. $1,050 for the expensive one. The Kinect R1. We're back to the word Kinect. Elite Suto is $800, and Woho Kicker Core is $900. Depending on how big the device is, depending on how much you want to spend. The Kinect R1 allows the bike to actually rock from side to side, which, from tests and from reviews, makes it easier.
Really?
Yes, because you're... To try to stay in this teeny tiny little path, you actually... It kind of makes a little bit of resistance. Oh. It's not saving the show notes? Fine, I'll throw in the show notes. Look at that. Do that. And it's in the show notes. Cool. So explain this about the Kinect, the new one or the other controller.
Switch?
So Nintendo Wireless, they have an SNES controller for the Switch that is available to buy currently.
Oh, this. Okay, that's kind of cool.
So, I haven't looked that much into it. So, it is actually available on show notes here, but...
Oh, this is part of their Switch Online, because they're adding, I think, Super NES games to their virtual console thing now.
Yeah. New downloadable Super NES titles. All their fun.
So if you are interested in the Super Nintendo games, then you should probably pick up a Super Nintendo controller for the Switch to play with.
USB-C charging, just connects in at $30. You can only buy 4 per account.
And they're currently unavailable.
And you have to log in to purchase. Well, I guess it's login available.
Okay, so this must have just came out today. Because it said orders will ship, they must have just came out on September 18th.
They begin shipping on September 18th. Yeah, so this was a pre-order device.
Yeah. So that I think it just barely came out.
All these cool things.
They're really going to town on the Switch.
Yeah, there's all sorts of fun things.
They hit it out of the park this time.
Yeah.
And actually did good marketing on it. I think the Wii U could have been a good console. They just didn't do very good marketing on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Wii U was kind of mediocre compared to the Wii, and the Switch was definitely a better console. And
well, it was, but like the Wii U, people thought it was just another edition of the Wii because they didn't do good marketing on it. It had a lot of cool, innovative games on it. They just didn't do good marketing.
See, and I knew what it was, and I had no want, no care or want. Of course, I barely played my Wii. Nintendo's very good at that party group games. That's what's nice about the Switch. At least you can take your console out and
what did play. I get my Wii U for? I got Zelda.
For
Mario Kart. I got mine for Mario Kart.
Got for Zelda. Mario Kart was the advantage. It's always for Zelda.
I got Mario Kart 8, and then I bought it again on the Switch.
Yay.
That's why Ted and I got it. We wanted to get Zelda, and then we ended up getting, like, Mario Party. And there's so many of those. But, yeah, we definitely like all the party games, all the games that you can bring friends over, and just whether it's racing with Mario Kart or battling. What is that? Mario
Party? Or Brawler?
Smash Brothers?
Yeah, Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers. So those are the type of games that we like to have. Or we also purchase like the different Mario Brothers games that they have for like four players that you can play on the same screen with the Wii.
Super chaotic. Pure chaos. The Wii U one was fun because you could have five people play. The fifth person got the tablet, and they were in charge of putting blocks on the screen. Those blocks could either help you or hurt you.
Yeah.
Most people went for the hurt factor because it's fun.
I see that. So we're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. And we are. So there was the new iPad. Kind of is interesting.
Which one?
iPad.
Yeah.
The new one. Nothing special. Just the new. Why do you hate me?
It wants you to disable AdBlock.
Yes. Let's just confirm. And tell it go away. Confirm. Go continue site. Break. Stop breaking. All right, there we go. So the new iPad is 10.2 inches, which is the standard iPad. But if you like Microsoft Office, you're going to have to buy the subscription now. Because the free Microsoft Office on tablets and phones is limited to 10.1 inches.
That's weird.
Well, they chose it probably is the reason for laptops, especially even smaller laptops. They wanted to make sure that people, because it's starting to turn into a bona fide computer that you actually do lots and lots of stuff on.
Yeah.
But with that, you probably also have a lot more benefits. Well, no, this is still the app, so you still have the app stuff.
It just seems like a weird thing to do.
Well, the new iPad isn't coming out for a little bit. Still got a little bit of time. Microsoft may figure out something to do with it. So with the subscription, you'd have to pay... Isn't it like... This article is wrong. It is... I should probably have pulled up Microsoft's thing. I think it's $9.99 a month.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
And...
The year one might be wrong.
The 1 year, I believe, is $69.99. I went to the wrong website. Yeah, 1 year is $69.99 for an individual, which gets you the terabyte. The family plan, which gets you five installs, five people, and everyone gets their own terabyte, is $99.99 for the year.
Oh, I get it.
I'll figure it out. Oh, there it is. No, it's 360. I don't remember. That's what I get for having accounts.
Incognito mode.
Oh, probably. Maybe I'll click on that one. Let's click there. Hey, there it is. I was right on my pricing. So it is. It's $6.99 a month for an individual. It's $9.99 per month for the family plan or the home.
Oh, you can still buy the 2019 version.
You can, and it is getting more and more difficult to get it. They have pulled 2019 from the discounts that you usually get from your business or from universities or schools.
Because they don't want you to get it.
It was $15.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was. So 2016 was $10 or $9.99. The 2019 ended up being $15 or $14.99. They pulled that, and if you sign up for it through those places now, it forces you to jump into it gives you a discounted version of their premium ones. So the family one becomes the $69.99, and their personal one, I think, is $20 less.
You also only get the main apps, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. You don't get Outlook, which... You don't get Access or Publisher, which ain't.
Well, okay, so that's the Office Home and Student 2019. Forget, don't forget, there is pro versions of these. Pro has Outlook,
yeah,
Publisher,
click on
and Access.
Business. There we go.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. This is different.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. You know, 2019 is more involved. Actually becoming difficult to buy.
That would be a stop.
Okay. Looking for Office one-time purchase?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hmm.
Yes. So instead of $149 for Office 2019, it's $249 for Office Home and Business 2019.
So it's $100 more?
Yes. But that gets you all the good things. Doesn't say it there. And you only get one install.
And it includes OneNote.
Yes. OneNote is free.
And it's licensed for commercial use.
You just get OneNote. But yes. So, unless Microsoft's ended up changing what they're doing with it... Which I expect them to. A 0.1 inch difference.
Yeah.
Which, that also means I did not realize if you want to use it on the iPad Pro, you're going to have the paid subscription.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But...
That's the smallest screen on that one.
11.
11?
Mm. Or is it 11.5?
I don't know.
Either way, it's bigger than 10.1.
Yeah.
I still think it's worth it because you get a terabyte of storage and you get all these other things and everything just kind of works together and the family plan's actually pretty nice. That's me personally. I've kind of been on the OneDrive bandwagon for a while, though.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
I've been on the OneDrive bandwagon for... a really long time.
I just assumed you used your account from work.
I have a personal one. Guy, it's a terabyte of online storage.
For how much?
For the family plan, it's $100. That's 5 people, and each person gets a terabyte storage, and everybody gets 5 installs.
How much do I get with?
And if you sign up, if you have the student discount or the teacher or business or whatever... It drops it family plan down to the $69.99.
That's really not bad.
No, not. But, and that's a year, so you know, yeah, it's a lot for a regular subscription. Could be, but you get if you use Office, if you use Excel, if you use Word, if you want this just a terabyte of storage, even just the terabyte of storage, that is not a bad price for a terabyte of online storage for 5 people. You forgot how much you get online?
For what now?
How much storage you get?
For iCloud?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, we can still come back to that.
Can't quite find where to find that out.
They hide it well. They don't want you to know how much you pay per year.
That's not a lot. Oh, sorry. That's all.
Google's is not that. It was more than I was. Actually, they skipped past the 1 terabyte. The Google, it's Google One.
Never mind. I only get 50 gigabytes. And that's $1.
A year or a month?
A month.
So if you want to, for Google's, where did the, that's the share plan. Where's my plans? I wanted to change. Yeah, Google also set up there so it auto backs, you can back up your phone now.
Yeah, that's how iCloud, that's mostly what it's for. Because you get 5 gigabytes for free, but you quickly run through that if you upload your photos and videos because they don't compress them.
Yeah.
They just, that's original quality, which I would prefer, but then to get 50, it's $1, and then you can upgrade from there if you run through. Like, I'm at 32 of 50, so I'm going to have to upgrade soon probably.
So Google starts off theirs at $2 a month or $20 a year. That gets you 100 gigs. $3 a month or $30 a year gets 200 gigs. And they jump to 2 terabytes, which is $10 a month or $100 a year. Then they jump to 10 terabytes, 20 terabytes, or 30 terabytes. 30 terabytes is $300 a month.
That's a lot of terabytes, though.
That is a lot of space that I will never use.
How much was 200 gigabytes on Google?
200 gigabytes was $3 a month or $30 a year.
$299? Okay.
It's the same.
That's how much it is on iPhone. What about 2 terabytes?
2 terabytes is $10 a month or $100 a year. So with, and then the comparison of what OneDrive is, the $100 gets you 5 terabytes technically. You're not, they can't talk to each other because you have different family members.
Mm-hmm.
And 5, well, I guess 25 installs of Office at that point.
Yeah.
Or the, and that's if you don't try to hunt down a discount through your business or through your school or through really anywhere that's, or you can do the 1 terabyte for the $70. And you get the 5 installs of your, of each of them still. Which is different from Office 2019. If you end up buying that up front, yes, it's a one-time pay, but you have no online storage, and you, well, you have the free online storage.
Yeah.
A few little measly amounts. So Amazon is going to compete against Spotify and...
Oh, this one.
Yes.
Never mind.
That's they are
not what I thought you were
putting out. Oh, that's not the one I meant to click on.
I was like, okay.
Not that one.
Interesting,
yes.
But not the same.
Not the same. And they're going directly against Tidal.
Tidal? What's Tidal?
It is the only current, well,
oh,
up
is that
to
Plex?
No, it is true HD audio for music.
I think they partnered enough with Plex, though. That's probably why I know about them.
Oh, that's possible.
Plex and Tidal.
So Amazon's going to charge $14 a month for their HD tier, or $12.99 if you're an Amazon Prime customer. Tidal's Hi-Fi plan costs $20 a month. So this is the higher quality songs than what anybody else really actually has. And Amazon's trying to go the, we provide lots of music, but we provide a better quality of music. And what directly competing against Tidal, but where Spotify and Google and everybody else is like, oh yeah, we have music. And even Apple, we have music. They are actually competing for the quality versus anything else. But it's launching in US, UK, Germany, and Japan. And you also get a free 90-day trial of it. And this is also different than what you get if you own an Echo when you get the free Amazon Music plan, Amazon Music Unlimited. So there's Amazon Prime Music. If you pay for it, there's Amazon Music Unlimited. Or if you have an Echo, you get Amazon Music Unlimited through those devices. And now there is an Amazon Music HD plan.
So three different Echo stuff.
Music.
Music stuff for Echo.
Well, music. Because you can.
Amazon. Got it.
Yes. One of them just happens to be free with your Echoes. That's why. Yeah. So back on that other one, which goes into what I was going with, streaming makes up 80% of all of the industry's music money for the industry. But physical sales also went up.
Huh?
CDs and records.
I can see. I understand records, but I didn't think people were still buying CDs.
You can still buy your CD from Amazon. You get an instant download as well.
Yeah, that's true. But and also, I don't know where I was going with that thought. So it's gone.
And they didn't grow a whole lot. Vinyls grew by 5%. CDs grew by 13%. While streaming online grew by 26%. So music, people are liking their music.
Yeah. People have always liked their music.
And this is, obviously, digital is making up your Amazon, your Apple, your Google, your Tidal, your pick your service. Maybe you're paying for a regular subscription service and you're not actually buying your music. It's still paying for the it's still paying the music makers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get royalties for it. Which is why on Pandora, unless you pay for like the ultra premium stuff, you don't get unlimited skips.
Aww.
Because they pay for each play. You also can't repeat. You can't re-listen to some songs. Look at that sexy phone.
The iPhone 11?
The midnight green.
Do you want to talk about it? Is that the one you're going to get?
Probably.
Yeah. So when are you going to get it?
I'm probably going to wait till it actually gets released and then I'll...
Try to find it?
Try to find it. I'll probably wait for a month or two. I'm not in a hurry. My phone's still fine.
Are you excited for the extra cameras and things?
Uh-huh. That's the reason why I want it. Not really. Well, that's part of it. It's got cool stuff. And I've had the same phone for 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it still works? Well, just kidding.
It did until I cracked the screen and had to get another one.
Oh, okay.
But I've had the same model for 2 years.
Ah.
Nearly.
Did you get the new OS as well?
I'm on iOS 13.
Actually, that
I'm still on like
the beta
5, but still.
Did 5 just drop out? 13.5?
No, 5's been out for like a month now. I don't know. I'm on an old update. I haven't updated it yet.
There was another update today. Literally today.
Yeah, we'll probably look at it.
And the end of the month, 13 drops publicly.
Yeah, it probably drops when the iPhone actually gets shipped out.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting.
Yes. I recommend pre-ordering. Really.
I might.
You should probably should.
We'll see.
You might already be too late.
Probably, considering it went on sale for pre-order here in our time zone at 6 a.m. on Friday. And I forgot all about it. I was going to wake up early and go, and then at the end of Friday, they still had some left, and I forgot. I almost clicked the button, but I didn't, because I can't figure out if I want to trade in my phone or keep it. If I trade in, I get $300.
Why would you keep it?
As a backup. In case I have another thing where I break it, and I have to send it in. And instead of paying $100, I could pay $30. But it probably makes more sense to trade it.
I recommend trading it. I'm saying on old phones, I literally just need to like shred.
I mean, I'm sitting on
out.
Two Android phones. One's like a Motorola Turbo, and the other one's a Nexus 5X, which still works somehow.
Oh, quite a few of the phones still work. Whether they work on the network is a different story, actually.
Well, I still have my old iPhone 4.
Yeah.
It can connect to the network, but it would never get data ever again. It's only good for making phone calls now and texting.
Hmm.
Thing's still a champ, though.
So this...
Seinfeld.
Netflix. Netflix is getting ready to lose Friends and The Office. So to prepare for it, they hunted down everybody that owns Seinfeld.
Which was quite a task, from what I understand.
There's only like 30 people and 24,000 organizations. And it's unlike a lot of things, Seinfeld, so Jerry Seinfeld owns part of it. Various other companies own part of it. So there had to be new negotiation. Hulu currently has it. Netflix ended up paying out $500 million to get Seinfeld with the expectation of them losing The Office and Friends, which is also why, along with this negotiation, is why Amazon's trying to make massive contracts to lock people in, going like, we own the rights to this, not you, not somebody else. Because Jerry Seinfeld still gets to negotiate every time this changes hands. Every time this shifts around for somebody else to broadcast.
Which works out good for him.
It does. So, with that, they are going to lose. So they're going to gain it. They have some time because they're not going to get it until 2021 when Amazon ends up losing it. Not Amazon. Hulu. When Hulu ends up losing it. Hulu currently has a feature where you can search stuff by specific episodes types, specific events and series, things like that. People are kind of like, well, we hope Netflix picks that up. And Netflix does have some time to do that.
Like, because is it just because Seinfeld just has a bunch of episodes that are just random? Or
well, a lot of episodes have that. You know, especially the series that have been running on forever. The Office, you could totally do that.
Sometimes you could, too.
But there's specific tags, you know, like by popularity, breakup-related episodes, episodes with crime theme, among other things. And there's even a beginner's guide.
So like subgenres inside of it.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Which, if Netflix ends up picking this up for this show, it may be able to pick it up for many additional shows.
Yeah. Be a cool feature.
Yes.
You can't give me anything without making noises.
It all makes noises. Well, I want to wrap up on this.
Pocket cast.
This is my...
Which is different than pocket sand.
I have no clue what that is.
King of the Hill reference.
Okay. So pocket cast is my favorite is my favorite podcast player. They just came out. It used to be like, it'd been anywhere from like $5 to $10 to buy it. It was always something when I'd tell people like, hey, and especially on Android, where for the longest time there was no podcast player. So I got them way, way back when, and they've done some really, really good things with it. Been out since 2010. I thought I swear it was longer than that. But you had to buy them through the App Store. Talking people into it, it'd always go with, this is what I recommend. It costs money. It is worth every penny. They also had for additional charge, you could have bought their web browser version or web player or desktop player.
Oh, okay.
You can get it on Android. You can get it on iOS. You create an account. It'll cross between, you know, all your downloads or all your subscriptions, it'll bring them back. Your style, all sorts of stuff. You can go share local. Just all sorts of cool things. Well, now, like I said, it's free. All those features are available.
Mm-hmm.
I still recommend go and download it. What they are doing to make sure they continue to make revenue is they are making a Pocket Cast Plus account. what that gets you is the desktop app. So if you bought the desktop app prior to this, whether it was yesterday or whether it was 10 years ago, you get a 3-year subscription for free on Pocket Cast Plus. If you did not buy the desktop app and you only paid for the app on this app store, you might have to write in. I bought mine so long ago, I don't care. I'm probably still going to do whatever. I'm looking into their Pocket Cast Plus. It's interesting because there's still so many features that the free version has, and they realize most people will not. But the desktop app, I think I saw their desktop app and I liked it on my phone more.
Mm-hmm.
But they have cloud storage, so you can also upload things to your Pocket Cast cloud storage account to be played through Pocket Cast. This is, if I have to admit, that if Google finally gets rid of Play music, this is going to be my player.
That's weird.
I download all my music and I upload it to Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
Suddenly I don't care about Google Play music anymore because they took away all my downloads.
I'm surprised they haven't added that back into YouTube Music.
I know. But really, that's the entire thing is this could turn into my favorite music player. Not just my favorite podcast player app, but my favorite music playing app because of that feature alone.
Is it unlimited?
I don't know. I'm going to look into it.
It does not say.
Okay. Literally, a lot of this stuff literally just happened. Like the ads just, went to update and I was like, what's this? And I started looking through their stuff and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I started looking there and then you have additional themes, icons. You still have a ridiculous amount of themes and icons you can change for the free, but you get more. But what's great about the desktop app, it'd be like Google Play desktop app at this point, especially if you upload music or stuff or other audio to it.
I can see it being useful if you, say, like, listening to stuff that's only on YouTube for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can, right now, you can download stuff and listen to it offline, but that's only if you pay for YouTube.
Correct.
So if you had a way to download it, which there's many, many ways of doing that.
There's clandestine ways, correct.
It's not even clandestine.
It's technically clandestine.
Eh.
You're technically not supposed to do that.
Eh.
And they also, even the free one, even has dark mode.
Is that a thing? Like,
I love dark mode on my podcast player.
Hmm. Like, I know dark mode is like all the rage, but I didn't know it was a...
There's even extra dark mode.
Really?
Yes. I'll show you my app. So, what the premium, or what the plus, Pocket Cast Plus is going to be, it's 99 cents a month, or $10 a year, or $9.99 a year. You save $2 by doing the annual, just like everything else. You end up saving 2 months worth.
That's not that much money.
And yeah, it's not that bad a price.
And it supports them.
Mm-hmm. And I support their product.
I think that this will be the kind of stuff that apps do going forward. Is that the super dark?
That is super dark.
What's the normal dark?
You have to go change the settings now.
Well.
I know, that's what I kept showing you.
Yup. You brought this on yourself.
So there's extra dark?
Extra dark.
And regular dark.
Regular dark. I like the regular dark.
I like it dark.
If I actually had an OLED screen, I'd probably like the normal dark. But
extra dark. Extra dark. I have an OLED screen.
Is the new iPhone OLED? It better be.
I thought you had done your research on that.
No, actually, I think it is, because I think the X is OLED.
Well, at least the watch.
Your watch is OLED. The watch is a weird custom thing. It's OLED, but it's... Well, this is OLED.
Yeah, this one's not. My Fitbit, that is.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, it's not always on.
No, it's not always... Because I told it to not always be on.
Oh, mine's not always on this either. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Fitbits aren't always on.
I thought they were.
And I have to admit, the new Apple Watch is being the always-on, that minimal power is definitely a thing that saves a lot.
I wish I could afford... I want the ceramic one so bad. Not at that price point, though.
After tax, it's like $1,500.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's not the first time that conversation's come up today, either. Because someone was trying to talk me out of getting the iPhone, and they're like, for this much money, you could get like a MacBook Pro. And it's like, yeah. And then after you add taxes and shipping and stuff like that, it's $1,500 now. And it's not an iPhone. And I would rather the iPhone. You're not going to win.
So we should probably wrap things up. Famous last words. Anna's always got the best ones. Go, Anna.
Here you go.
I really want to get a Switch now because, like, I think you guys already have a Switch, but yes. I'm excited for all the new things that are coming up with Switch.
They're super exciting. Mario Odyssey's fun. You've already played The Legend of Zelda, but if you ever feel like buying it again because it's that great of a game, go for it. This sounds quite the famous last words. I love the Switch, basically. It's fun.
Do you know what the opposite of wrinkly is?
Not wrinkled?
Irony.
Irony. Yeah.